Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 526. Hello, my name's Will. Look who I got next to me here.
Oh, hello.
This is not an AI simulation. This is real life. Anna Hummel is in the building. Ow! God, it burns like sulfur. You smell like sulfur and it burns. Anna Hummel, welcome to the new studio.
I love it. I like being in studio with you. This is different. This is something that we used to do it actually, I think, weekly.
Right.
I think weekly, but can you turn on my headphones a little bit? I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Up a little bit more?
Yeah, that's
is that good?
Yeah, now,
that
I, good? Now I feel like I'm in the room. Good. Now, I feel good. Thank you.
Yeah, I think one of my ears is broken, as they say in the biz. It's unfortunate. Only this one's working.
Looks good.
Thanks.
I haven't worn these since I got fired that fateful day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so now that it's back on, I'm like, oh, God. She's back, bitches. She's back.
I get yelled at all the time because I don't wear my iPods. This is kind of off a hard angle, so I'm sorry if I'm not like avoiding you, but I also don't want to not look over here. But I get yelled at because I listen to my podcasts and stuff, like with the phone.
Yeah.
The phone speaker.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend doesn't like that because she doesn't.
Annoying.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
And I agree. It is annoying.
I told you that before.
It is annoying.
Yeah.
But also, I'm wearing headphones all the time. I gotta wear these. These are my work headphones here. This is where I spend the majority of my time here. So I wear these all day long in a call center. And then, you know, when I'm doing podcasting stuff or radio stuff, I got headphones on. It's not good for my ears. I can't be wearing headphones.
No, it does hurt. I know that when I have these on for too long, my ears do start to ache. So.
Yeah. So I get yelled at. But, you know, I'm trying to just leak some common sense to her, too. With the programming that I listen to. Just get a little bit of an alternative opinion that she might ordinarily not hear.
Yeah.
You know, just to give her a little something to chew on.
Right.
I think she would
appreciate that after a long, hard day at work, listening to people, you know, complain or, you know, just typical work stuff. And then she's got to listen to you forcing stuff down her throat, like which 5 bourbons you must have by the end of 2024 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what I watch. I have this little setup here, so I have a TV and a monitor, and I can't really listen to podcasts, which is a real bummer, because at my previous job, I could just, you know, listen to podcasts or listen to audiobooks, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And now I'm kind of,
I
got to talk to people. I got to be paying attention. So I put something really low. What do you call it? Not a lot of intensity, something just really low key. So a lot of it's just this channel that I like. It's a father and son, I believe. And they just talk about, you know, whiskeys and bourbons that they like and review things.
How many subscribers do they have?
Like 300,000.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot. Let's see if I can find it here. It's the SLB Bourbon Bar.
And that's a father and son duo?
It's a father and son duo. SLB Drinks. Shout out to Trenton. And Kurt,
150K, that's not bad.
150,000 followers, 517. They have 517 videos. This is episode 526.
Oh, wow.
And I don't have, I have around, I think about 400 something now and some change, which is good.
We're getting there.
Doing well. Doing really, really
We're
good.
We're getting there.
So, yeah, my name is Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel. This is the Homemade Broadcast, usually live streaming on Wednesdays, but we had a conflict. Anna had to attend Radio St. Pete's fundraising gala on Wednesday, which I'm actually going to try to be at as well. Now, this has already happened, so you're not able to join us. But you can always donate to Radio St. Pete whenever you want. You know, just head over to RadioSt.Pete.com. A lot of great local content happening over there. And if you want to donate to us, too, you can do that. Will Kuntz on Venmo, and I'll split it with Anna. So that's fun. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMB Radio on Facebook, HMBRadio.com. You can text or voicemail the program. Did I already give this out? 813-693-2124. I did. The Homemade Broadcast. @gmail.com. It's all down below. If you want to, if you feel so inclined, we'd love to hear from you. Anna, I'm quitting. I have bad news.
Quitting what?
I'm quitting, I guess, just doing this. I can't do it anymore. It's been over, I brought it up, it's been over 10 years performing in podcasts and radio today. And I'm just going on a hiatus. I don't know if it's depression or growth, but it's not giving me anything that it used to. I don't get excited to perform anymore. It's not your fault. You know, you don't help all the time either. But I wouldn't say it's your fault, but I just don't get excited about it. I actually don't feel anything anymore when I do these podcasts. I also think about how ridiculous it is for me to go on performing when genocide is everywhere, Anna, all around us. I have two obligations to fulfill this week, and then I am out, retiring from the game.
Is this a woman?
What? Yeah, it is. How did you know?
It just seems like something a woman would write.
Yeah. It is. I'm not quitting.
Genocide is a very female thing to care about.
Wait, is it ever? Why is that?
Well, men don't give an S about genocide. They're not going to do nothing in the name of genocide. But in occasion they do, like they'll set themselves on fire and die.
That's
in front of the
true.
Capital. But.
Well, gays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're a different breed. Happy Pride, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. But typically, women are big on genocide. That's their main thing. 2024 is genocide.
Why?
I don't know. You'd think I would know because I'm one of them, a woman that is, but I don't know why I don't want to say why they care so much. It's hot. Genocide is very trendy this year.
Yeah. A lot of people talking about it. A lot of kafayas being sold on American Outfitters. There's lots of stuff happening.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, because I have a lot of my friends that the usual suspects that I enjoy and I keep up with. I will say, ironically, not a lot of like gloating about Trump going to prison or potentially going. He's not going to prison, but being convicted. I've saw a little bit but you would think like the way people were acting over the past few years, like they'd be over the moon right now. This is vindication. Yeah. You know, we got to, and I did see a lot of videos of crazy, women, unfortunately, dancing around and jumping like housewives type of thing that were very, very excited about it. But like people that like, are in my, you know, auxiliary that are kind of in my wavelength, they weren't really too excited. Just kind of a brief mention on an Instagram story. And then it was like, you know, back to business as usual.
Yeah.
I wonder, and I don't know why that is exactly. I don't know if they know that it's. And it's whack. I don't think
maybe they are coming around. You know what I mean?
Definitely
you
not.
I think they're maybe coming around a little bit.
No.
Maybe I have too many Venezuelan neighbors that I'm not too happy about. So I'm maybe coming around to some other ideas.
I doubt it.
I know someone close to me who did.
Oh,
what
really?
Up, mom?
I mean, maybe, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels like people just got other stuff going on. And I feel like maybe the quote unquote genocide has really taken Instagram by storm with our lady friends out there, particularly women, some men. And as you mentioned, you know, some people are setting themselves on fire and they're men, they're gay.
Was that guy gay? Not that it matters, yeah, but
I believe he was.
Was.
Yeah. A little over dramatic. So that's how you can kind of tell. But listen, I gotta say, at least that guy had the courage of his convictions. He can't get any more steadfast in your beliefs than that. Now, was that insane? Clearly.
Did you watch that video?
I did. Yeah, the guy, this is ancient Chinese secret.
Would recommend or?
No. It wasn't.
Here, let me tell you this though.
Uh-huh.
The video was not as disturbing as I thought it would be, but the audio was worse than I anticipated.
Yeah.
If you were just to watch it without any volume, it's totally digestible watching a man burn himself alive. But if you were to, you know, close your eyes and just listen to it, it's horrific. Much worse. Yeah, yeah, it's horrific. So, I'd give it probably 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, I can't really remember the audio now that I'm thinking about it, but
a lot of free Palestine, and then probably about maybe 20 seconds into the burn, you just hear, and that was pretty grotesque.
Yeah.
To listen to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't help it. You're burning alive.
Yeah.
There's Yeah. So genocide's hot with the broads this summer.
Yeah.
It's a summer of genocide.
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer.
Don't light yourselves on fire, ladies.
Oh, they're not doing that. None of these. No, nobody.
They're just
really
quitting comedy.
They're quitting comedy. Now, this person here, her name is Nikki Fuchs, I think it is. I looked her up. I had a friend of mine that sent me her page. She's a comedian. I don't know where she's based out of. She has, you know, clicking on the link tree here. Let's share this tab instead. Anaheim. So basing probably Los Angeles. I'm assuming she's got her Venmo on there.
Yeah,
YouTube.
Los Angeles Comic Con.
LA. Okay, so she's LA.
Yeah.
Which I got to tell you, comedians, I love them. I know many of them personally, and I love them, but they are some of the most misinformed and underinformed and vapid human beings that I've ever come across. Love to hate them. I really, particularly West Coast comedians, are just the worst. Now, I found this interesting because my buddy sent me this, who is also a comedian. And I thought, wow. Well, first of all, it struck me, like, what is the deal with the being obsessed with the genocide thing? I know that it's terrible what's going on in the middle. Like, war is hell, period. But is this, you know, a genocide? Like, the word genocide, have you looked it up?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's when you're intentionally trying to eradicate a whole ethnic group of people.
It would be really easy to do if you wanted to commit it. Like, it has
to be intentionally trying to wipe them out. Not we're at war and a lot of people die.
Yes, including children. Unfortunately, you know, in wars, it's particularly where the enemy is accused of hiding in, you know, preschools, sometimes in hospitals. Sometimes things happen. And it's very unfortunate, and war is hell, and I don't like what's happening. I also don't really understand what's going on, and it's not to say that I don't care, because I do care. I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
But I also understand that I don't have much power. I can't really do much about this.
Well, you could quit comedy or podcasting.
Well, that's what I was threatening.
And I don't want to get dark here, but I feel like I have to. You have to ask yourself, you know, if it is genocide, is it all bad if this woman is quitting her comedy career? Can we say that there's maybe an upside to the situation that's going on in the Middle East? Of course I'm joking. Of course I'm joking. You shouldn't make light of these things. But me not making light of these things isn't bringing anyone back from the dead.
That's what I mean. Like, so, okay, so there's genocide happening. So what is that going to do where you quit your job? Now, she's been doing it 10 years.
It's social cred.
Okay. She's been doing it 10 years. Mm-hmm. She has 51,000 followers.
Which is not nothing.
It's not nothing. It's not enough. Nothing.
That's not a lot, but it's not nothing.
It's not enough, you know, to get a comedy.
Oh, I'd love to. Going. Oh, we're going to get a taste. I feel like.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, should this lady quit comedy? Is it the genocide, or is it like, I've been doing this 10 years and I'm not.
You know, what a noble way to kind of end your hobby, right? Or / career.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, it's not working out. I have children now. I need to grow up. I can't be, you know, the comedian I thought I once wanted to be. So why not go out on a note where I'm doing something good? I'm giving up my career for comedy. Can we go back to the original?
Genocide.
Sorry, for genocide.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the original comment?
Sure.
She's saying, like, what's the parallel here? There's so much genocide that I can't deal with it, or?
Yeah, it says, I also think about how ridiculous it is for me to go on performing when genocide is everywhere.
Oh.
You know, specifics there, but we're assuming, you know, the big one is, you know, obviously Israel-Palestino.
Yes.
Battles,
yeah,
versus Hamas.
Yeah.
Now we could be speaking about, you know, potentially Ukraine and fighting age men that have been wiped out.
That,
a generation,
yeah.
You know, suppose he's been wiped out of Ukraine. I've also seen people partying in Ukraine videos. I don't post anything because I don't know. I'm afraid of posting something where it's going to end up being out of context or something. But I've also seen a lot of people in Ukraine going to dance clubs and having a gay old time. Listen.
Yeah,
I don't know. But what are we talking about here. So you're
kind of like when people were flying right after 9/11, like tickets are cheap, clubs are cheap, things are cheap because, you know, it's a war-torn country. You know, it's like just a bargain. It's a deal.
Well, I mean, the Secretary of State is going over and playing guitar in nightclubs. Did you see that video?
No. This Blinken?
Yeah.
I've been kind of out of the loop, Will.
You haven't seen Blinky Boy?
I've been very much out of the loop.
Oh, man. Let me try to... Oh, what's going on? Uh-oh, oh, X is broken. Glitching.
This is what happens when you don't care about genocide. Your computer glitches.
I think it's, you know, Elon's Twitter, man, it's better than ever and also as bad as it's ever been at the exact same times. It appears that Twitter is down. Okay, let's go to trusty old YouTube and see what we can find. I want to see Tony Blinken. See, this is why I wish that our buddies online in the chat room had a computer so we could have them look this up while I do this. Tony Blinken in playing guitar. Okay, hopefully this is in Ukraine. No, this is just at a...
Is that bass?
He's playing. So, you know, he's there. He's playing guitar. I don't know. I'm afraid to share anything. But he caught some flack for that, obviously, from a lot of people.
Yeah, not in the best taste, especially when there's a war going on.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the center of it, you know, control of Kyiv. But, you know, he's rocking in the free world, so I'm not going
to
stop him.
He's rocking in the free world. What can you say? So I wanted to know, and I haven't watched any of Nikki Fuchs. I don't know if that's her name or not, but... I haven't watched any of her comedy, so I wanted to watch it with you, Anna, to see if she's making the right decision or if the world is losing a voice of her generation, perhaps. Yeah. So which should I start with, the first one here?
Let's do Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day? Okay.
She wants us to watch
she it. Want, okay, you're right. You're right. These are the ones she wants us to watch. Okay.
To stop using the word walking and start using the word fairness. Quote me on that.
Okay, not bad.
That's thoughts? A very, very short clip.
It's a very short clip.
I would like, if I'm watching comedy, I feel like you got to make it at least 25, 30 seconds.
Right.
Bare minimum.
It's essentially a little bit naughtier version of it's her story instead of his story, right? I mean, it's the same, you know, kind of play on words there. Instead of using, blocking, appearance.
Yeah,
cute.
Yeah,
all right. So what would you say? Should we watch another one?
Wait, let's wait for it.
Okay, let's do the wait for it. Here we go.
I do some dick. I'm just waiting. This guy wants his dick sucked. Okay.
Okay. If you're not watching on YouTube, if you're listening on podcast, how would you describe Nikki's haircut?
Remember the guy from Jim Carrey's character in Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
What was it, Lloyd?
Lloyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that.
Okay, yeah. She's got, I would say, like a little pixie cut action, maybe Pee-wee without the hair gel, you know.
It's pixie, but it's like pixie with no style or gel. It's just flat to the
very,
head.
Very, yeah, gender neutral.
Yeah, if gender she grew neutral it out a little cut. Bit, she would look like John Lennon.
Yeah.
That's how that would
yeah.
go.
Yeah, she's got tattoos on her. I mean, like, she's very L.A., you know.
Yeah, she's got, I don't know if it's a leg sleeve.
Yeah.
Or just a few miscellaneous tattoos on the leg, but okay. That seems to be gaining popularity, unfortunately.
Mm, yeah, I don't
that,
like
that's
it.
That's not a look that I like too much, but that's okay.
Yeah,
she's
no.
She's not for me. She's
not for you. That's
not
right.
Not for me.
So she's making the joke that, you know, or the observation that, believe it or not, she S's D's in the clip. And you wouldn't think that by looking at her, because she kind of looks like she might not.
Well, here's the thing. Just because she does that doesn't mean she doesn't do other stuff.
That's true.
And that D might be attached to a woman.
Oh,
that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, oh my God. Yeah, that's
you know,
point.
It could be a trans situation.
Sure.
Where this person also has breasts, but also a penis.
Yeah, right.
So
that got 188,000 likes. That's pretty good.
That is a lot.
And then we have this one where she's got hair. By the way, sorry. And I know she's not trying to attract me or anything, but I can't help but notice she's got a wig on here in the third one with the ghost. Top right, or it might be left on your screen. I'm not sure. She looks a lot better with the hair.
Yeah, she's got kind of like a Wednesday Addams look.
Well, I think that's what she's going for. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she looks a lot better with the hair. Can you please?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Will.
Uh-huh.
We don't know this woman's history.
Right.
She could have had cancer and went through chemo. We don't know.
I mean,
we
could wear wigs. She's wearing a wig now.
I understand, but she might just be going all natural. All I'm saying is I've made that mistake before where I'm like, ew, gross. And they're like, I had breast cancer. And I'm like, I'm going to go shoot myself.
Today? Wear a wig. What's wrong with you? They got the things where you donate your hair and you can get looking like really good wigs.
Yeah. You know? A nice weave, if you will.
You don't have to give up. You know, you don't have to throw in the towel here. But I don't know. I had a friend of mine, my best friend, Brian's sister. She had a beautiful, beautiful girl, very like petite and thin and just like a very beautiful person. And she had short hair like that. And I go, Lauren, please grow your hair out. I mean, she would be.
You said that to her?
Yeah. What many times. No. She told me no. I don't want to. And I said, all right. You know, again, it's not like you're doing it for me. You're not trying to get with me or anything, but she just looks so much better with the hair. And then she finally grew her hair out. And the first thing I said to her was like, don't you feel like you look better? And I believe she said yes. I can't remember.
Really?
Exactly. I can't.
Was she going through like maybe a lesbian phase? Or?
I don't know. No, it wasn't anything like that. It was just, you know, it was kind of style, like kind of, yeah. Like you were living in St. Pete. This chick's living in L.A. You know, she's can't be a lady. You know, They got plenty of. And she's also like, again, not to be rude, but she's not a knockout.
No.
You know, she's so this, she doesn't
this
really
Nikki girl.
Yeah, she doesn't really. Right. Yeah, this comedian chick. And I'm not either. OK, listen, I don't feel great saying anything about her.
People always
looks,
say but. That they're like, you know, you feel like you can't make a judgment call on somebody else. Like you have to be the hottest person ever to make a judgment call on somebody else.
Yeah.
You still have eyeballs.
But I just feel like if as somebody's watching this and you'd be like, you got a lot of balls commenting on this girl's looks.
Yeah. No.
And I'm like, you're right. Like, I understand that. That's true. But it's just something I've noticed. Okay. And I thought about it's like she feels like she might have to make a statement. I'm going to do short hair. I'm not going to try to be hot because maybe she's self-aware and goes, listen, I'm not a beauty queen. Okay? I'm not going to be a beauty queen. I'm going to go for a different look. I'm going to go for tough chick kind of look. And I thought about it too. Like my face isn't really doing much for me. So maybe I'll just cut a scar into the side of my face. That's going
like
to instantly.
A Nazi?
No, just like just like a hockey player or something. I hit with a skate, just some sort of facial scar or you know, something. But I'm a coward. So, you know, hair grows back. But anyway, let's do the last one. We can make the judgment call. Did she do the right thing or are we losing a voice of our generation?
Do I have sex with a ghost? I like to call it a Ghostbuster. I don't want to dip on my face. I like to call it a Slimer. Okay. Thanks, I'm Nikki Pukes.
Where's that? Right. Is she at a school?
It appears she's at a you know, a themed Halloween.
Comic-Con.
Yeah, she's at a themed Halloween. She's doing a Halloween joke, sex joke about getting stuff on her.
Getting dirty.
Getting a little dirty.
Yeah.
You know, there's a trope about comedians, particularly female comedians, that
they suck.
No.
Oh.
No. But that they tend to use a lot of like sexuality in their jokes to overcompensate for kind of, you know, outdo the boys type of thing.
Yeah.
And it seems like just by these, you know, three jokes here, that seems to be the case with Nikki. A lot of sex involved. But not to say that's not, you know, good. Listen, it's not for me. I would pass. But she's not doing it for me. She had an audience. She had 58,000 people here. but she's giving up apparently due to genocide taking place anywhere. Are there any other clips that we need to look at? She looks pretty good there.
No,
she had long hair.
No, no.
I mean, would you or not?
Nah? Can you scroll to the right?
Scroll to the right?
No, there's a little arrow. There's more. There you go. But wait, there's more.
Support your local girl gang, okay? All right. She got pretty eyes. Yeah.
Nice eyes. But does everyone who have blue eyes just have nice eyes? Because that's a common...
Well, they're big. These are big.
You like the... Yeah. I like the big eyes. Yeah. The makeup helps.
Yeah.
They're a nice color.
She would look not so great here. This one, not so good. Kind of looks like a dude. Mm. Looks like a German guy. She looks like a... Like,
yeah.
You want to go to the disco and dance with the night away?
Yeah. Yeah. She's got that... Antwerp, what is that group from South Africa? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm sorry. Okay. Don't. Yeah, so just a lot of as strong as the woman that like just a lot of like, you know, girl power, just you know, you can tell like where she stands politically.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame that we're losing Nikki, you know, but she's not enjoying herself anymore because of genocide. So
what do you think her next post is gonna be? Because it seems like a lot of it has to do with comedy where she's gonna be seen.
Yeah.
Dive bar, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now she's just done. So is it just going to be what? What's going to be her?
What is she going to do? What's her next job? Coffee shop?
She'd be a great barista. I could tell.
Yeah.
That she should be in a barista, not at Starbucks, you know, those giant corporations.
Well, it might be Starbucks. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just, I was thinking about this because it is a lot of just comedians in general. I just had it.
Okay.
Had it.
Is there one in particular besides Nikki that stands out?
Just all of them, really. I mean, not the ones that I listen to. There are some good ones. But I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we like to see what's going on with people that we know. In that are still doing comedy and kind of is it hate? Would it be called hating? Like I'm not in the game and like they're not really doing anything of note necessarily. There's not much happening. So can you be a hater if nothing's happening?
Yeah.
It's just this this land of delusion that people live in their social media lives,
yeah,
that they don't get any sort of like what, like nobody goes, what are you talking about?
Because they live in an echo chamber.
They live in that. Well, people just don't want to be like, your friends aren't going to be jerks to you, right? Most of them, but
they're often delusional and they write and post delusional things and you support them and their delusion, so they should support you and yours,
right? Yeah, yeah, maybe there is something to that. Just like, we'll just, you know, and there is the old saying, like, fake it till you make it. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
But there's just no accountability. Nobody going, like, what are you talking about? Mm. Why are you lying? Why are you lying?
Yeah.
But it's just, it's low resolution type of interactions online. Because you can't really.
That's why I quit it, man.
Why are you gonna go on somebody's post and be like, why are you lying? I know you're lying because it's just you're a jerk. Then,
yeah, right? Don't do that.
You can just ignore it, but also it allows people to lie. I don't like liars.
But you're not lying by omitting saying anything, you know? So maybe that's the majority of people that are doing their stuff is they go, well, that is delusional. I'm just not going to say anything. Maybe I'll like it just to show support so that they like my posts, sort of a thing.
There's one guy that does these like posts where he like calls somebody out. It's a lot of like unnamed people. It's like a dialogue. It's a dialogue. What's happening is he's playing dialogues in his head of what you would say. Like a lot of people do that where they play out scenarios in their head. I should have said this. If this happened, here's what I would do.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I would say. Oh no, I would say this. I would be so much better. So I think that's what, but they're acting it out, but they're putting it out on social media like it happened. And I'm like, that didn't happen. You're lying. Mm-hmm. I know you're lying. And it's one of those like, it's always like something like, you know, the hockey pride jerseys or something like, oh, I have a really quick remark to, you know, own the homophobe. And it's never like a named person. It's always just like person A said this, and then I said this.
I've never seen
and
any
they
sort
were
of this
speechless. Oh, it's well, it's dialogue that you would play in your head.
Okay,
you wouldn't write it on social media.
Yeah, but this guy,
because you're lying,
posts about it.
Posts a lot of posts.
Does he say it happened, or he said I would have said?
Stuff? He doesn't say either way. He just says he just starts the dialogue.
Oh.
And kind of puts it out there. Now, I guess there is some like, yeah, I didn't say this happened. I'm just making a, you know, a creative post. So I guess you can kind of get away with that there, because he's not claiming that it this happened today, and then go into the dialogue.
Yeah.
But I'm just amazed that people just go, what? Why are you lying? You're lying. This didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, but I lie about stuff on the air, or like embellish. And if this guy's making a living off doing that.
He's not making a living.
Well, I mean, you don't until you do, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, what's the market?
I don't know. There's people that go viral for just being them.
That's what it seems like. Like, it might be like
people that go viral for
go viral.
I'm just going to be myself. I just want to show you true life stuff. And here's the thing. I find that stuff very soothing to watch sometimes, the people that are just them, and they'll post. I'm not even kidding, Will. I quit Instagram, but before that, I'd watch people post 60-second videos of themselves cleaning their apartment, and it was very soothing, and cleaning their bathroom and doing stuff like that. So they're just being them, I suppose. And you know what? Who am I to stop them from being them?
It's just so inauthentic, but I guess that's what, you know, the online, you know, avatar of yourself is. You can be whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're right. I keep going back and forth. Like, you need to, I keep trying to bug you, like, Anna, you need to share this podcast.
Yeah.
You need to put up clips. Like, we need to, and I try to take care of that. But frankly, I think a lot of people have been searching this podcast out for you, not really for me. Over this, particularly over the last month.
Yeah.
So,
and here's the thing, Will. I feel really bad because, listen, you're one of my best friends. You know, I'm saying top three for sure right now in my life. And when my friends, especially my good friends, ask me to do something, especially you, I want to do it. I want to fulfill it. I want to, and it's not hard. You know, it's not something that it's hard for me to do.
Yeah.
That's not the point. It's the problem is that I am an addict.
Yeah,
I'm an addict. So yeah. I know that if I go on there and I start posting, then I'm going to start seeing what people are, how are they responding to it? Did they like it? Did they comment on it? Now I'm in the rabbit hole again, scrolling through either Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And now I'm back in, you know, the matrix, which I'm desperately trying to escape. I, even to this day, I tell myself, you can't go on Twitter, can't go on Instagram, can't go on Facebook. And I found myself looking at sometimes an hour a day of YouTube shorts, because it's essentially the same thing, but I'm allowed on. And I'm telling you, I feel like I can't stop looking at it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that I feel like I'm completely out of control. So basically, I'm an addict, and that is, oh. And that's why I'm trying to escape it. But then also I'm missing out on things like this.
Yep.
And that makes me really sad. What is that? That looks like everything I love.
Yeah. Big. All right. Let's pull it up here. So hungry. I wanted to show you, this is an account on Instagram of, we're not sure if that's somebody who's going viral currently because they are, you know, a freak. And this is kind of a good intro here. You have to be watching on you know, YouTube to see the visual here, but it's a very unique looking individual who I'm not sure if it's male or female, but they like food and they like to post themselves eating food.
Big fan.
You know, and this is what you're missing, and I kind of get it. Well, it's interesting because I was going to try to find my For You page, and I know how to get to it via the phone, but I don't really know how to get to it because I don't use the desktop version of Instagram very often. All right. So if I go here,
it's a problem for me because I would seek this out and then I want more.
Yeah.
Much like she wants more of that sandwich, whatever it is she's eating, I would want more.
Okay. So if I click, listen, social media is giving a lot of people what they want. So let me show you Oh, I can't get to my For You page on here.
Jesus. Can I get the audio?
You want to hear the audio?
Yes, of course.
I'm only got two people. That's fine, baby.
What?
No?
I'm very sure.
Now it looks like a woman.
That's what I mean. But I look at my, listen, I'm ashamed. I don't even
that
want anybody
to. Almost doesn't matter.
This is what my For You page is like.
Oh, my word.
It's sick.
Okay, there's, may I detail? There's cats eating ice cream.
Yeah.
There's burn victims.
Mm.
There is a chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Will. Will! Ew.
What?
Ew,
let me see.
The ankle thing. Why did you show that to me?
The ankle thing?
I don't like that.
What's the ankle thing? Oh, God, yeah.
I don't like that.
A broken
yeah.
ankle. But it's
and
a lot
lots
of like...
Lots of boobies. Lots yeah. and lots of boobies.
Lots of like scantily clad broad.
You like that?
I mean, not really. See, here's the thing, too. So...
Because those are big naturals.
Part of... Let me just... Since I can't get to it here, let me just show you. Like... That's insane, right? That's probably going to get removed from YouTube. I don't know. Although she's covered up.
Yeah, she's fine.
You get into like with your buddies, you start sharing things, and then you just try to find the most freak show, like lady with the biggest hands that you've ever seen. And you just try to outdo each other.
Right.
And then usually what we do is we throw in a joke, still not big enough for me. And then you got to keep going and keep going. Then your algorithm goes, okay, I see what this man likes.
Like.
He likes chubby, you know, two morbidly obese women with very large breasts. That's what he's looking for. And that's what they give me.
Yeah.
And I don't dislike it necessarily, right. But it's been consuming a lot of my time. So you just go, oh my God. And they have, I click on some of these like, you know, monsters and they have, you know, 100,000 followers. Some of these chicks.
Oh,
it's so easy for women.
Favorite. Those are the ones I miss the most, by the way.
Yeah.
Those are the ones, the J Bay Productions.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I miss the most.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, that is the next level delusion because not only are you large and in charge, but you are beautiful and nobody can tell you about your body and if you're healthy or not. Doesn't matter if you're on oxygen. You deserve, even if you're 700 pounds, you deserve to travel. And by the way, you should only have to purchase one ticket.
Yeah.
One seat,
fair.
Even though you take up a row. It doesn't matter.
No.
You should pay for just
that's
one
right.
ticket, one seat.
Sounds reasonable. Sounds perfectly reasonable. But there is this weird overlap because it's a lot of like, you know, chicks. And then there is like the ones that are like OnlyFans girls. There's a lot of OnlyFans girls
on
there.
Yeah.
And, you know, those take up a lot of your time too. And then there's this weird crossover where you start getting into, you know, just BB dubs, big, beautiful women. And then you start getting into freaks. And that is what my feed is.
Is that when you add an extra B?
that's what you add the extra B. But you start, it's not even only, you know, women, but it's, I mean, like, and I think I'm not the only one here. Apparently this is happening to a lot of people, but there's like a lot of, and I don't mean, you gotta be really careful because people are very sensitive about this stuff. And I don't mean it, but like just people with Down syndrome singing the O'Reilly's song. Oh, 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 O'Reilly auto parts. That pops up on my feed and I love it. I love it. It makes me laugh and it's funny. Okay. But then you start going into like just some guy with a long face. Like he's just got a long face. He's just a guy. And he's got some sort of IQ deficiency. I don't know if it's you know, I don't know what exactly is going on with him. But he just kind of goes, he's just there and he goes, hey, everybody, I hope you're having a good Sunday. And that's his whole video. And he has 200,000 followers on Instagram. So it's like, I was kind of like always annoyed that like women could just, you know, get these followers so easily. But you could also get it if you are on the, What's a nice word for like a nomenclature for the freak show, like Barnum and Bailey's circus? Like, what's a good modern
like
term?
Offbeat. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, but people like a freak show. People paid Barnum and Bailey, made a fortune off of it, taking
eccentric. I don't know.
Taking unusual people, bearded ladies, the 500-pound man, whatever, which is nothing. That's just go to the beach. You're going to see that for free. But like you would gather these unusual people. Howard Stern collected the Whack Pack, right? Like people want to see that. And now people are, and I guess it's kind of a good thing because Longface is able to monetize like his own content now. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need Barnum and Bailey. He can broadcast himself to the world.
Yeah.
And I saw a video of him and he was kind of like, I'm really kind of irritated. I'm speaking way too eloquently. He's like, Twitter is not really doing too great. And I don't understand. It's because nobody wants to hear you talk. Like nobody wants to hear your thoughts.
Right.
They want to look at you because you're kind of the modern day Barnum and Bailey circus freak show.
Yeah.
And I'm of two minds about it because it's very unfortunate that that people are looking at this and I mean, honestly, probably laughing at it and getting joy out of it, but also they're getting joy out of it and they could show their human side and, you know, they're probably making a little bit of cash too.
Yeah.
Off the deal.
And listen, people are going to look no matter what. And it's
and they're
not,
putting it out listen, there.
And here's the thing. We get the viewer is the one that gets attacked for being, you know, unkind, even if you're not even making comments. But the fact that you're just enjoying the content that they are putting out, you're supposed to. It's like not only you have to digest it, but you have to digest it in the right way. You can't digest it and laugh. You got to digest it and go, oh, that's great. Look at them just doing what they do.
Doing great.
You know, just look at them just trying. And that's fantastic. I'm sorry, but a lot of us don't have control over our thoughts. You know, we have control over the way that we maybe say things. But if I watch, you know, someone, and yes, I watch similar videos, my boyfriend's into those as well. And one which is affectionately called Selena Gomez. And I, when he showed me the video, I couldn't help but like burst out laughing.
It
was a reaction. It was like the doctor hitting your knee and it was a reflex.
Yeah.
I didn't want to laugh that hard for a half an hour, but I did.
I mean, it's just like it's human psychology. Like, how mad can you be? And you know, the good people out there get to chastise the others, and that makes them feel good because they don't laugh at such things. They don't enjoy such things. Okay. It's human psychology. Everybody wants to see, you know, the Barnum and Bailey circus. Everybody wants to see hot women, and everybody wants to see Barnum and Bailey circus.
Right.
And you can have both online now. Snapchat, I don't know if you ever use Snapchat. I don't use it very often at all anymore, but I still do have it on my phone. And on occasion, I check it out. They've gone just full tilt, like feet, women showing their feet. That's all my
just feet. Women showing feet.
Women showing their feet for free and then being like, click my OnlyFans and sub to my OnlyFans. Snapchat wasn't like that up until a few weeks ago, but I think Snapchat might be in trouble. And I think that they know, obviously, Instagram's doing a really good job with putting, you know, women in people's feeds. So now I'm on Snapchat a lot because I want to see what this pregnant stripper is going to post next. Mm. I saw that she said milk content coming soon. So, and she's pregnant. So, and to me, I look at that and I'm sitting there eating chips and going, you pig, you are a pig beast. And, you know, I'm still watching. I'm still giving her the click.
Listen, the women with the breasts are on my feed, too. Or at least they used to be.
See?
Not just women, hot women, but also, you
disgusting,
know, ginormous
freaks,
hippos.
The freak shows.
Which I prefer. Those are my type.
Yeah.
But I did see something that was kind of clever and also very, if I can say the word, whorish.
Mm-hmm.
Very whorish. There was a woman who, so you know how the loophole on social media is you can't show your breasts unless you're breastfeeding.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up because
I saw a woman who is certainly an OnlyFans model.
Yes,
and she
I know exactly what you're
had
gonna
a
say.
Fake baby.
Yes, yeah.
And she was like breastfeeding this fake baby, but she would have to like shake it out. I mean, I don't breastfeed. I've never had a child before, but I'm pretty sure you don't have to, like, you know, do a helicopter before you feed your fake child.
She just, you know, attaches the thing to her nipple and then it just swirls around like a helicopter, a baby doll.
And by the way, no milk. all of course not. There's no milk.
Of course not.
The baby's starving.
Yeah, I've seen those videos, and the areolas are like in perfect condition. They're not like chewed up by a baby or anything. Like, I've seen women breastfeed. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I still will watch, but it's weird. You know, this is clearly a doll. And Instagram just kind of does one of these. Blind eye, just, well.
And it's not like you can catch a slip. I mean, we're talking full frontal. Full breast nudity.
Fully.
And then the you bring in the prop child.
Yeah.
And she.
The Dollar General, you know, Cabbage Patch doll. Yeah, it's clearly a doll.
And then I went on her profile because, you know, it just like popped up.
Uh-huh.
Like all of the videos were that.
Yeah.
Like all of the, there were 50 videos.
And how many follows?
All the followers. She had all the followers.
Hundreds of thousands, yeah, I'm
she
sure.
She had all the followers.
Monetizing it. And, you know, again, it's like, it's a paradox. It really is a paradox because it's very disturbing and ghoulish. But, you know, I mean, like, you're making a living. I hope you're saving your money, but.
You don't think people want to watch that forever when she's 50 doing that?
Well, that's true. There's going to be a market for that. It's going to change. The niche is going to change. Always. Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really don't know.
You did send me a clip of my beloved and your beloved Dave Smith yesterday.
Yeah.
And he did make a comment about how this is an empire in its decline and its final stages.
Mm-hmm. Just decadence everywhere. Yeah.
And when it's hard to see those things on social media and not agree with him. Not that I'm a fan of China, but, you know, at least their TikTok, they're trying to keep it clean.
Yeah.
They've banned Facebook. Maybe they've banned Instagram. Who knows? But they're trying to keep it clean and educational. Again, I'm all about freedoms. That's great. But sometimes freedom devolves into, like you said, decadence.
Yeah.
And just
it's too much
obscene hedonism everywhere that you look.
It's too much.
When you see a woman with giant breasts feeding a fake baby so that she can get around the loophole of not showing nudity on Instagram, you go, maybe we've gone too far here. Maybe we've gone too far.
When it's a pregnant stripper who's, you know, a 7 out of 10.
Classic.
Showing her feet and saying milk content coming soon. I mean, maybe we should stop in our tracks a little bit and kind of look and go, whoa. What's going on here? And it seems like a lot of people aren't doing that. They're just enjoying the ride. I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter if people watch your content or you know, consume your content, if they love you or hate you. They're still giving you attention. They're still giving you the clicks that you need, and you're getting the ad revenue. So if people love you or hate you, it doesn't matter as long as they're, you know, consuming the product. This is not a new thought. I mean, this is the way it's always been.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really been taken up to a new level. Mm-hmm. In the past,
I did see something disturbing probably about maybe a year ago that I think about occasionally, can't get out of my head. It's not really about decadence. It was, I'll just explain the video and then you can tell me your thoughts. But it was on Twitter, and it was a homeless drug addict giving birth on the sidewalk. I think it was in San Francisco, just on the cement. Baby pops out. And the most disturbing part, Will, I know all of that is pretty disturbing with the baby just, you know, being born. And she's not even like really moaning. She's barely moving. That is the mother. She's just kind of, her pants are down. Baby slides out. The most disturbing part of that video is just the people walking by.
Yeah, yeah. It's normal.
The people normal. Just are walking by and no one's doing anything about it. And I think that really struck me because, you know, if you were to see that in real life, you'd go, oh my God, let me help this baby and this woman.
Would you?
Well, no, sure? But that's how you imagine society to react.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People don't. They just kept walking.
So broken window theory. I mean, if you see a broken window in your neighborhood and it's not fixed right away, you start to go, what's going on here? And then it just starts to exponentially degrade. And I guess that's what's going on with culture. I mean, I think a lot of people are probably like, you're prudes. You're not open-minded. You're not, you know, you're closed-minded. But I don't think that's true. I mean,
the people who are in favor of this kind of hedonistic decadence.
Just a degenerate like behavior. It's just, milk it's content just a body. Coming soon.
Yeah. The people who say it's just a body. That sort of stuff. Yeah,
it's very just, I don't know. And there's, you know, obviously people who have taken it and, you know, assigned religious connotations to it. But obviously that's not the case in your book. You're an atheist and you still find something odd and off about just a semblance of decorum of how we all, you know, kind of should be in some sort of line and not cross those lines. Like, but it's still happening and it's still being consumed. Yes. It's being consumed at a rapid pace.
Real quick. Let me just... I've been having a lot of meetings lately.
Yeah.
I had one last week and this guy was talking about, we were talking about, you know, social media, promoting yourself, whatever. And I go, I got to be honest with you. I am horrible at this game of promoting myself. Always have been, and more so now because I'm off the socials. But I go, I know this is not like a virtue anymore, but like, I'm a very like modest person, like kind of humble. I was kind of raised to be a modest, like, you're not supposed to boast about yourself. Like, that was, you know, not necessarily like, not crass, but like impolite, you know, shameful to post and keep talking and brag. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to college and then got on the social media, it just seemed like that's what you were supposed to do, is boast about your accomplishments, boast about your body, boast about your breasts, boast about your butt, boast about everything. And I feel like I'm still living in the world because of how I was raised, that is somewhat like shameful behavior. And that's why I feel like I struggle a lot. I mean, I struggle a lot for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons in this business particularly is that I don't like to be like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. But in order to be super successful in most things, whether you got like an apparel business or whatever, a restaurant, like, is that you have to constantly be boasting about yourself and what you're doing. And I don't.
Well, you've like also, you're jaded a little bit because your social media has gotten you in trouble many times because you act like on social media, like you do on either the air or on podcast or whatever. And you can get away with a lot more on the air than you can on social media. Social media, it's there, right? So you can go back and rewatch. You can make a flippant comment and it could, somebody might find it offensive if you're saying it on the air, but then they kind of move on because they're getting other things are being said. And then it kind of becomes like, you know, obviously, you know, back in the day too, you would have to get out a pen and paper if you saw something on the, or if you heard something on the air, if you saw something on TV, and you'd have to write the station and say, I found this very, like, it was time consuming. And now you can send a quick tweet, you can fire off a tweet, this is offensive, you know, start a campaign, whatever. And when you say something online or tweet something, people can go back, start analyzing it. What do they mean by that? That's, I don't know. That Especially sounds racist. No context. Yeah, that sounds racist or that sounds sexist. What, you know what? I'm mad now. And then it all goes downhill, which you learned firsthand many times with things that you said online. That obviously you didn't. We're designed to be, I'm not going to say edgy, but I guess a little bit, like, it was supposed to be a decorum of humor and things that you said that, but they, and you, if you said it on the air, things that you, that you've gotten in trouble for, I think they probably would have been okay.
Would have been all right.
But since it was one of those things where it's, it lives, I've learned my lesson from you. I don't post anything anymore. I just post podcast stuff. That's really it. You know, on occasion, maybe a Bucks game's on or something, I want to participate in that conversation. But that's even rare now too, because I think of something funny and then I go, nah, not worth it. Now I have a corporate job.
Yeah,
I could lose my job easily, potentially if something. So it's just not worth it. And I guess in a way, it's like, well, the censors don't even need to show up anymore because people are just censoring themselves. And that's very true. You know, there's a lot of things I don't say on online, even though it's a joke and I don't mean it. But, you know, it's hard to tell because sometimes I am posting serious stuff and then it gets mixed in with the jokey stuff. So it's just impossible. It's always a bad idea. So it's what I learned my lesson from you is just don't, just, you know, I'm still online and I'm still looking for milk content coming soon, you know, and that's unfortunate, but really all I'm just posting about is podcast stuff in June, you know, the cat on occasion. And that's really,
that's it. But let me ask you this. Like, what do you think is more pathetic? Okay. These are our choices. either you incessantly, I'm not saying you did this before, I'm just saying in general, what is more pathetic? You incessantly posting about yourself, your business, your radio, your podcast, your whatever, versus, okay, I'm going to take a backseat. I'm not going to post anything, which is what I did for a couple of years, but I was consuming everybody else's content. Mm-hmm. So now mm-hmm. I am an expert on these strangers' lives. Mm-hmm. Why do I know so much about these people? Why am I watching everything that they do and everything that they feed their child? And it became apparent that I'm like, why am I spending my, you know, because how we spend our minutes is how we spend our hours, is how we spend our days, is how we spend our years, is how we spend our lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I think back about all the hours I spent and some, you know, in retrospect, wasted on social media, it honestly makes me kind of sick mm-hmm. to be like, what was the stuff? And again, sometimes we see the fun stuff, like the giant he/she eating a steak sandwich, whatever. That's great. But unfortunately, I have to go through and see all this other stuff that is, it's mindless and it's addictive. And I don't know why. I have to just kind of chalk it up to the engineers over at Silicon Valley, for they know what we want to see. And unfortunately, I really think that the major downfall for me, and probably okay, a lot of people, is the automatic start to the next video. Because I remember on YouTube,
yes,
where you would see a short video or a video and you would have to click on another video for it to start. Now you have to click on, you know, something to make it stop.
Yeah.
So the onus is on you to stop the process, and you just let it just keeps going. Next one starts. Next one starts. Next one starts. Next one starts. Versus you actively trying to press play. When that happened, I was like, this is some sick ass.
Yeah.
Because I can't stop myself, and nobody can. From the boomers to the children. Can I tell you yesterday?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they're not listening, but there was a situation with a boyfriend's family member.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Ended up in the hospital. Okay. Everything is fine. I'm there. The boyfriend is there. The boyfriend's, you know, brother and his children are there. And the youngest child was going to leave. We were all going to leave together. The women were going to go with the children, as we should. And the boys were going to stay because it was, you know, whatever, their family member. So they go, all right, little boy, go say goodbye to your grandpa for the night. We're in the hospital. Go say goodbye. Mm-hmm. The little kid was on his iPad and had been on his iPad for the entire time I had seen him. So maybe it was like 3-4 hours at this point. And he was like, do I have to? I don't want to go, because he had the iPad. He didn't want to say goodbye to his grandfather, who was in the hospital, who just suffered some kind of event. Still trying to figure it out. And you know, I've had conversations with people about the addiction problem with this particular child, but you know, children in general. And I just looked at the boyfriend, and the boyfriend just goes, yep, and just goes and just yanks the iPad out of the children. Of course, the child is now screaming. Yep. He's much more upset about the iPad than he is about grandpa. Uh-huh. And I was just like, this is a sickness.
Yeah.
This is a sickness. I mean, if I can't even control myself, I'm a 37-year-old woman. How are we expecting a 9-year-old boy to kind of self-regulate
when no one is
regulating him? You know, people just give him the iPad because he's quiet and
quiets him down.
Right.
Yeah, it's you know, it's, you could give him a pharmaceutical or you can give him an iPad.
Oh, he's on this too.
I think that's a good place to end it. Anna, great to see you. Thanks for coming live to the studio.
Yeah, this was fun. We should do this more often.
Yeah. WillsYouTube.com, WillsPodcast.com, HMB Radio, HMB Radio on Instagram, on Facebook, home_made_man on Instagram. Speaking of, follow me over there. I'll show you some milk content coming soon. So that'll be good. That's it. That's the show. Thank you very much for Anna Hummel. My name's Will Kuntz. You can catch Anna on the beach, as they call it right now. She's currently out of a radio job, but I'm sure one will come along very soon. You catch me on the bone on occasion on Saturday mornings and sporadically at other times. Maybe some news about that coming soon. A little too early to tell right now. For Anna Hummel again, my name's Will Kuntz. Have a great weekend. Keep it locked here on Radio St. Pete. You got Frank Rivera's Jazz Show up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Go listen on podcast. Thanks. Tell a friend about it. Follow me on social, home_made_man. Have a good one. Later.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.